That's loud. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Duncan hosting Duncan's Donuts. It's noon on Thursday. We've got a special friend in.
Hello, I'm the special friend today.
Woo, Caroline. We're going to talk about Caroline in a minute. We've got some business to attend to first before we get into the meat of the show. The meat of the show being a preview of the Victoria Noise Festival happening this weekend. Also, it's Talk Like Bob Dylan Day. Did you know that? May 24th.
No.
It's his birthday. So we might play some Bob Dylan. Vaguely offensive. But first up, we have a couple of shout-outs to do to some listeners that have made requests. First up, Craig Battle. From Toronto, he is going to hear some Beach House. We've got a live recording of Master of None to play for him. And we also, he missed a whole bunch of shout-outs last week because his name is Craig Battle. I played two tracks by Battle's bands, and he's a big fan of Spoon, who gave me a ticket when I saw Spoon in Toronto. And I didn't say, hey, Craig, this is for you.
But hey, speaking of tickets, you might want to mention...
Okay, there's some ticket opportunities coming up. So if you're near a phone, get closer. And then also, Dunkin' Donuts listener Adam, we're going to play a Hot Chip remix of Amy Winehouse's Rehab. There's the Jay-Z remix, funny, but Hot Chips is the hot something. I can't finish that.
You can see you're made for radio. keep your listeners hanging on.
Right, okay, so if you're near a phone... And you like music, call when you... Okay, the number is 822-2487, and we've got two pairs of tickets to tonight's Arcade Fire show. So give us a call in with your name, two pairs of tickets for tonight at Deer Lake Park, May 24th tonight. All right, we've got one caller, we've got another. Here's the music!
Drop them. Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts. Mm-mm.
Welcome back. That was a little beach house from a live session they did, I don't know where, but kind of a nice wavery, even more wavery than the original, which is an accomplishment, but quite lovely. Before that, for, you know, dedicated donut listener, is it, would a donut listener be a donut hole? Is that too stupid? It's too stupid. Donut listener, Adam, we played a remix of Amy Winehouse's Rehab done by Hot Chip. I am very happy to introduce my co-host for today, Caroline.
Hello.
Former roommate, great friend, noise fiend.
Oh.
So, why today? Why the noise today?
Why? Well, actually, noise is great every day, in
true.
Fact. But today it's very timely because we're in between two very significant festivals. Last weekend, the No Fun Fest happened in New York City. For the uninitiated, that's kind of like the noise festival that goes on. Well, I guess I can say every year because it's now in like seventh year or something. Anyways, if you ever get the chance, go to New York, check it out. You know, with earplugs if you are if you're weak. And actually, this weekend coming up is the Victoria Noise Fest, which is, you know, it's actually growing every year, and now I think it's the fourth year that it's going on. So it's actually, last year it was 1 day, and this year it's 2 days. So it starts tomorrow, and we'll go on Saturday, and awesome. It's a really great chance to just see what's happening on the West Coast as far as noise is concerned, because there's a lot.
Cool.
So we'll give it a listen later.
There's a bunch of people that are going to be coming to Victoria from, it's not just a Victoria Fest. There's people from Vancouver, from Seattle, from uptown.
West Coasty.
West Coasty, all right.
West Coasty feel, you know? Bring your yoga pants.
Maybe not.
Maybe like your black hoodie or something.
Right, yeah. All right. Cool. So we're going to listen to a bunch of music that sort of exemplifies this fine genre.
In a while. I think we're just going to cruise on
in.
We're
going to ease into
it. From the beach house.
It might be a little bit of a shock for regular listeners of the show, you know, with my silly pop music to, like, go into, you know,
It's different
Sunno
territory.
Or something like that.
For Dunkin' Donuts. It's, you know, sometimes you want that black donut. It's a very dense donut, a wall of
chocolatey donut goodness.
Yeah.
All right. So who are we going to hear first?
Well, actually, something that's probably more familiar to the rock and roll crowd, the Monks. This is like a band from the 60s. Not the punk Monks that were in the 70s, but these dudes that were like American GIs stationed in Germany, and they formed this band, and they, like, I don't know. I just think they have kind of a noise appeal as far as their aesthetic is concerned, with wearing the monk robes and, like, these noose neckties and stuff like that.
There's the Sunno connection.
Yeah, I guess.
This sounds amazing. I can't wait. I haven't heard this yet, but I can't wait.
The Fall loves these guys. And you love The Fall.
You just brought it back to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, perfectly. There you go.
All right. So let's give a listen to the Monks. What's the track we're going to hear?
I Hate You.
I Hate You. All right. Woo! Ah, that was so hot. Awesome. That was great. Who did we just hear?
Well, like we mentioned before, to start up the set, we had the Monks off Black Time, reissued recently, originally released in 65. And then we heard Thurston Moore off his Psychic Hearts album, and that was Ono Soul, because Yoko Ono is the queen of noise, according to some.
Bless her soul.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady. And then we listened to the Mutators, who are a local Vancouver band and can be seen quite often at Pub 340, actually.
Nice. Yeah. Any other noise? Wait, it comes to the Cityscape Concerts portion of the show, where I have to give a quick shout out to local concerts. Aside from the Victoria Noise Fest, which is like the biggest plug we could give, you know, like that's the one. Any other noise type events coming up? Acid Mothers was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and that's a bit different, but that we could get into a whole conversation of how difficult it is to actually find venues that want to put on noise.
Yeah.
Because first off, the people that go to the events are, well, you know, it doesn't like pack a big pub with like a bunch of rowdies that want to drink all the time.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't really make a lot on like your alcohol sales and stuff. So, it's actually quite difficult. And people in the neighborhood don't really, take very well. Yeah. Which apparently, Prurient, I was just reading this today on like Blastitude, which is a really, awesome noise blog. Anyways, like a couple years back, it was in Chicago that he played, and a mom kind of, a family living in like this industrial park. anyways, called the cops saying that her baby's ears were bleeding. Which, I don't know if there was any like validity. But still, it gives you a sense of, it's intense, you know?
There's the, when that album is being sold, there's the quote.
Yeah. Every
the ad copy, ears are bleeding.
Yeah, when you get the little plug to, something.
Oh, boy. Any other shows? I'll just quickly give one shout to one show that's happening. June 22nd, Glass Candy with the Twin Crystals at the Columbia. There. Obligation fulfilled.
Good.
Next up.
I think we're going to listen to some This Heat.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about influential bands, then these dudes are amazing. So, but, your ears can
first,
do.
Let's listen first, and then we have some Throbbing Gristle coming up as well.
Of course.
Awesome. Okay, here it is, This Heat, Fall of Saigon.
So lovely. Seawalk Run is back for another year on May 27th in West Vancouver. Put on your runners and take part in the scenic race along West Vancouver's seafront. The race begins at Park Royal Village and winds its way down to Dunderave before returning back. All proceeds go to Lionsgate Hospital, so bring all your friends too. To find out more about the event, visit www.seawalkrun.com. We'll see you there. I can see you when I look at you. Oh, yeah. You're just about my everything.
Oh, yeah. All right, how was that transition for you? Destroy all nations and visit the seawall for a nice walk to raise money for something. Oh, boy. That made me laugh.
Got to keep walking.
You got to. Got to
keep walking.
You got to do
raising
something.
Money.
All right, Walker, what did we hear?
Well, what did we hear? We listened to First Up This Heat, and that was The Fall of Saigon off a self-titled, release way back. And it's been reissued recently, so you can pick it up on CD rather than having to, pay millions of dollars on eBay for the original record. And then we listened to some Throbbing Gristle from 20 jazz funk greats, and that was Still Walking. And then we just heard a little taste of the Nihilist Spasm Band off their No Record, and that was Destroy the Nation. And
what's the story behind Nihilist Spasm Band?
Because
I think it's a good one.
Yeah. Well, basically, they're Canadian and have been basically getting together weekly and
London, Ontario?
Yeah, London, yep. Ontario, and making music. They're not, trained artists at all or anything like that. But, kazoos, shoving cotton down your throat and making these weird lyrics. And it's all improv, with the exception of, the lyrics that they'll write down on, a napkin before they perform.
Right.
And then, What they decide to do with it is whatever. But they've been going since 1965, and at the times
still
of the Beatles invasion coming to sweeping America, these guys were making this,
yeah.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah, so you can everyone likes to construct stories of where noise began and everything, but these Canadians, these Canucks, were can be are one of the pillars, I suppose, of no music.
Mm-hmm.
And and interestingly enough, not the warmest reception in Canada, but Japan.
Right.
Japan loves this.
They're all over.
Yeah, and there's a whole Japanoise scene, right?
Yeah.
So we have Merzbow and Incapacitants and all these mm-hmm. Amazing. I don't know what it is about Japan, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, me too.
I encourage it. So what are we going to...
Well, so we've only got about 15 minutes left. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts. So we've covered the history, I think.
Yes.
At least very, very briefly, mm-hmm. as briefly as we could.
Just to give the people a taste.
Just
of
a taste.
The array, noise is not a monotonous thing. There's a whole...
multi-hued.
It's a brilliant universe, and
right.
It will change your ears and the way you hear your life and everything. You will never be able to listen to indie rock ever again. Anyways.
Okay. Take that,
so now,
Sufjan.
Yeah. So we're just going to
We're going to bring it local, I think.
Yeah, we're going to bring it local.
All right.
So there's, the nature of... noise is basically, if you want to get your stuff out, you got to do it yourself. So, and I'm really, I find that DIY ethic really attractive about mm-hmm. about noise, and that it's so subculture and anti-commerce in a lot of ways, which is interesting that it's becoming more popular, but that's separate show. We won't even get there.
Right.
Anyways, so we're going to listen to some stuff that's been released by Rundown Sun, which is a local distributor label for noise, and we're going to hear some La Bête Humaine, which is one of the monikers of, also the guy behind the Rita, and he's awesome. Anyways. Let's do it!
Brother and ruler of all the dark shadows, I do implore now and adjure, please permit me to...
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Every Wednesday, join host Luke Meat for A Noise, where we explore the avant-garde, experimental, plunderphonic, psychedelic, and outsider aspects of audio. Occasionally irritating, occasionally educational, always confrontational. A Noise, Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I don't think I could have thought of that, could you? Well, maybe you could. You're pretty clever.
So if you like what you've been hearing with The Noise, A Noise is a wonderful place to, like a place to turn to for more.
A Noise.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
show.
Wednesdays, 11:30 to 1, with Luke Meat as your host. Any other Noise shows on CITR that the listeners might want to know about?
Probably Bleak Show.
Right.
More radio art stuff,
yeah.
I suppose. But, you know, we're similar mm-hmm. minds, I suppose.
So,
but we also like, you know, but interestingly, Bleak is also a big fan of Yola Tango.
Right.
So, you know, don't count out people that listen to this really harsh, black, like, bile, and we like to abuse ourselves and, you know, are endangering our hearing and all of this. We also, you know, we like...
You give it up for the Yola Tango.
Yeah, we like some melody from time to time. It's not all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, variety is the spice of life, I think Coke commercial once said.
Yeah.
We hit a bit of a... It was definitely a harsher phase there.
Yes,
in that,
so
that set.
We listened to some what could be, you know, rumble, like wall of noise, big stuff. But because it's, you know, not really... I think of it almost like psychedelic music it's like you go on a journey when you listen to it, and these journeys usually last about 30 minutes or so. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's not intended for radio, and I'm sure it's you know, this is antisocial music. It's not.
And so what, like, one thing I always wondered about, like, when you go to these shows with a tremendous amount of noise, like the noise shows, is the physical response to the vibrations of the music part of the experience, you think?
Yeah,
or is
well,
it how
a lot
the
of
shows
it is,
are designed?
It can be loud, like, you know, louder better, but that's really part of it. A lot of it is loses a lot in the recording.
Right.
And I have to say, you know, just like go to a show if you get the chance. Like, usually the cover is like $5. It's mm-hmm. You know, and then leave. Like, you know, just it's not a big investment to make, but you know, if you're into you know, considering something new, I think it's the most exciting thing that's happening in music, or, you know,
right.
the audio world. I hesitate to use the word music, but...
Have you heard of mashups, though? Mashups are pretty hot.
Joke.
Sorry, that was a little funny.
Yeah, you made it funny. But anyway, so we listened to some, like, pretty harsh stuff. That was, you know, some Green Mist, which is mm-hmm. Dallas, who's now located in, like, London or something. But he's going to be back in town for a while, and
cool.
might be on A Noise, maybe. That was all mixed up with some Black Air, which is Oscillating Inners, Pedestrian Deposit, and the Rita collaborating together. And then we heard something from Hanson Records, which is actually Aaron Dilloway's tape label out of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So you might know him from Wolf Eyes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All these guys. Everyone has a
You mentioned
label.
A band on Sub Pop. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very interesting phenomena.
Right.
But now we're going to hear some...
Well, just I need to just make a couple of announcements first. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Dunkin's Donuts, with you for a couple more minutes. Coming up, we have Mary O'Kay. She's going to be giving us the rock and roll with We All Fall Down. Robin M. will be hosting Ink Studs. And then on the hip-hop tip is Crimes and Treasons, Rico, Jules, and Brendan. That's at 3 till 5. So thanks for listening. We've got a couple of tracks just to finish us off here.
Yeah.
I want to thank Caroline for coming in, sharing the noise.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, yeah. And if you like what you heard, check us out on the podcast. There's lots of other great shows that are being podcasted too. So check out CITR.ca and click on the podcast link. Okay, two songs to finish us off here.
Yeah, I was thinking just like reintegrate people back into society with all a right. little of melody, some melody.
Right.
So this is actually Prurient's latest release, Pleasure Ground, on Load. And it actually, you know, he's known for his, like, really visceral, like, super harsh stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what made him famous. yeah. Anyways, so, you know, this is a little bit, give people a taste of how noise can be integrated into maybe something more musical.
All right, cool. And then after that, the last track is going to be?
I just want to hear some Sun City Girls, because
right.
I love them.
Cool. Okay, so that's it for us. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
know your daddy's a soul dude. I know that's known to all. When 50 girls to attend you, they all send him a gun that spits the coals. You won't need no heroin, honey, when I'm by your side. You won't need no camel.
Pretty good. Looks like you're gonna make it in a big way. Well, I always knew you would, but I should have known better, yeah. And I should have seen sooner. No use pretending. I've known for a long time your love is ending. Caroline, goodbye. Caroline, goodbye. Oh, la, la, la. I'm not saying how and where we were wrong. Time changes till we did. I'm left with one thoughts of the past. Here's your song to help make them last. But I should know better, yeah. I should have seen sooner. No, yeah. No use pretending. I've known for a long time. Your love is ending. Caroline, goodbye. Caroline, goodbye.
This is beautiful downtown Burbank.
Well, Max, headquarters. Headquarters. Chaos.
An audio magazine to be read with the ear. Thursday nights at 11.
I saw the sign, so I removed the other eye.
Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy.
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fair.
We didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
Mr. President, hey, oh, yay!
Thank you, Mr. Bale.
Every Thursday night on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm beginning to feel like a nut.
That's small.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down.